Lesson 4. A Difficult Journey. In England, in the early 17th century, people were not free to worship as they pleased. This was a matter decided for them by the government, and those who did not like this could leave. So it was that on September 6, 1620, a sailing ship called the Mayflower departed from Plymouth, England, with 102 passengers. Many of those on board were leaving in order to be free to worship in their own way. Later, they were called pilgrims, the name for people who make long journeys because of a deep religious faith. Others on the ship were simply hoping to make a new life for themselves in America. The passengers, however, did not want to sever all ties with England. They had to pay back the money they had borrowed to make this journey, and they intended to do this by trading with the old country. The Mayflower's destination was Virginia, where others from England had settled 13 years before. But getting there was no simple matter. In those days, when sailors were out of sight of land, they navigated by measuring the position of the sun and stars. When the sun told them it was noon, the clocks on board gave a different time, depending on how far east or west they had traveled. The difference in time was used to calculate their position, but their clocks and other instruments were not very accurate, and when clouds obscured the sun or stars, figuring out where they were and in what direction they were headed was not easy. For the first couple of weeks of the Mayflower's voyage, gentle breezes carried the ship along, and the passengers sat on deck and enjoyed the sunshine. Later on, however, the weather deteriorated. Strong gales rocked the Mayflower and made life miserable for the passengers. Many people became sick. One person died and was buried at sea. A woman named Elizabeth Hopkins had a baby in mid-ocean and named the child Oceanus. Day after day, the pilgrims stared at the horizon, hoping for the sight of land to revive their spirits. Day after day, all they saw was endless sea and sky. Many despaired of ever reaching America. Then, at last, after 65 days, they saw land. That day, there was great jubilation on board the Mayflower. The pilgrims soon discovered, however, that they had been blown far off their proper course by strong winds in the mid-Atlantic. Instead of landing in Virginia, they found themselves on Cape Cod, approximately 500 miles to the north. For several weeks, they explored the coast of Cape Cod Bay, looking for a place in which to settle. They had little time because the bitterly cold winter weather was almost upon them. Finally, in late December, they discovered a suitable spot. The passengers went ashore to plan the new settlement and build houses. The place where they had landed had been visited earlier by English explorers, and the name they had given it may have made some of the pilgrims nostalgic. It was called Plymouth.